We're doing Mishlei, we're up to the 11th chapter, the 25th Pasuk. Nefesh birachat tedushan. A person who wants what's good for other people. Nefesh birachat. A person who is about blessing. What does the Pasuk say? Ve'yei bracha. A person has a job to be a source of blessing for other people. Nefesh biracha. A person who attempts to be a source of blessing for other people, who gives of himself, who gives of his time, who gives of his money, who gives of his care, tidushan. So then Hashem sees it that he too has what he needs and is fattened, so to speak. Umarve gamhu yore. And he who satiates others will also be satiated. And this is a phenomenal concept. People think if I want to get rich, I have to take. And the Torah repeatedly tells us, you want to get rich, you have to give. There's a fantastic series, the Chicken Soup series. You guys heard of that? Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, Chicken Soul. Soup for the Daughter's Soul, Chicken Soul. Soup for the Dog's Soul. Well, there's one chicken soup that's really, really good. No, there a lot of them are really good. So there's chicken soup about living your dreams, about realizing your dreams. And really, it's a workbook on how to accomplish your dreams. And I've seen that thing really help people accomplish their dreams. And one of the things they write there in their formula for accomplishing your dreams is part of the dream has to be about giving others. And it shocked me how they were onto the secret that the Torah repeatedly tells us. You open up Stephen Covey's seven habits of the highly effective people, you have the same concept. And what I marvel at how these people have tapped into this idea that's really throughout Mishlei and throughout Tanakh. Where, how does Yosef get out of jail? Because he takes the time to help the two inmates interpret their dreams. He's a busy man, he has a lot of things to do, but they're bothered. He takes the time to interpret their dreams. He was given charge of the jail. He wasn't just in jail. It says, "Da'en sar bet asar ro'et kol me'uma biyado ba'asher Hashem ito." The one who was in charge of the jail didn't even look over Yosef's shoulder. He knew whatever he was doing was good. So he's in charge of the jail. Where does he have time to interpret dreams? Because if you care for people, part of your life is about giving to people. And you know what? If part of your life is about giving, then a person grows nefesh beracha tedushan. A person whose life is about being a blessing for others, he will be satiated. Monea bar yikevu le'om. When a person withholds grain, he will be cursed by the nation. Sometimes a person says, let me hold on to it till the price goes up. So then he makes the price go up. Monea bar pasuk chaf vav, yud alef chaf vav. You're in Tehillim, we're in Mishlei. Monea bar yikevuhu le'om. A person who withholds grain when everyone needs it, hoping to make money, he will be cursed by the nation. Uvracha le'rosh mashbir. And everyone will bless the person who gives food when they need it. And this goes against what we would assume. And the truth is, there's a lot of wisdom here. On the simple level, it's about what's a leader's job. On a deeper level, there are plenty of people who lose out because they're always waiting for things to be better. I can make more off of things. I will corner the market. It's very interesting. Most people lose in the stock market, in the forex market, in every market. I think it's maybe 99% of investors lose. Why? Doesn't seem to be so hard, right? You buy low, sell high. Right, but when it's high, you keep thinking it'll get higher. Why should I take out a profit of 50, 500, 5,000? Why should I take that out? I keep thinking I'll make more. Monea bar, the guy says, why should I sell my grain now? The price will just keep going up. Yeah, well, yikevuhu le'om. There has to be more to it than that. Uvracha le'rosh mashbir. Now, Chazal learned that this pasuk speaks about wisdom. You came to Machon Meir and you've been here for 3 years. You know how to read. You know Chumash Rashi. You're learning Halacha. The guy next to you is breaking his teeth. And you could say, who has time for you? Monea Bar, he who withholds the grain, the most basic grain is Torah. People ask you for a Dvar Torah, I don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Take a second, give a Dvar Torah. We have in Kochav Yaakov a fantastically gifted person in many areas of life. And right now he drives a taxi for a living. And he told us he's had numerous occasions where he took people and they owed him more than they were paying. And he said, look, you don't have to pay me the extra fare, but you have to give me a Dvar Torah. You have to give me a Dvar Torah. And sometimes people are taken aback. You want a Dvar Torah? Yeah, I want a Dvar Torah. Back when I was in the U.S., so I had a car. So I'm an Israeli in my blood. If I'd be driving and I'd see a neighbor walking, I'd offer him a ride. You know, in the United States, this is like unheard of. Hitchhiking is something from the 60s, and then it was outlawed and illegal. But, you know, if you see someone from your yeshiva and stuff, you give a ride. So whenever I'd stop to pick someone up, I was reminded, when he told us this week, I was reminded that after the guy would settle down, I'd tell him he'd have the seatbelt. And after he was seatbelted and I'd start driving, I'd say, you know, this is going to cost you. And the guy was like, hey, you didn't tell me that before I sat down. And I always said, yeah, it's going to cost you a Dvar Torah. It's not such a big deal. And you end up smarter. And when people ask us for it, Chazal say, Monea Bar, he who withholds grain, he withholds Torah from people, Yikivu Le'om, will be cursed by the people. Uvracha le'Rosh Mashbir, and people bless a person who is freely giving of his Torah. Shocher Tov, Yevakesh Ratzon. Shocher Tov, he who seeks what's good for other people. That's the famous Vort on Va'avta le'Re'acha Kamocha. Love your friend as yourself. Why does the Torah have to tell me that? Because I love other people. I just don't want them to have it as good as me. Let them have it good, but I want it better. Comes the Torah and says, "V'avta le'Re'acha Kamocha." You should want them to have it as good as you. You know that they did an experiment. They asked people, if you will get a raise, but your coworkers will get double. Yeah. Most people didn't want it. We're doing the same work and he's going to get double the raise. How am I supposed to live with that? Most people opted not to have the raise. Terrible thing. So the pasuk tells us, Shocher Tov, a person who seeks what's good for other people. Yevakesh Ratzon. So he seeks out Hashem's goodwill, so to speak. Yevakesh Ratzon. What he's really seeking is they should have goodwill before Hashem. Shocher Tov. He who seeks the right path for people. And sometimes it's not so comfortable. Now we're entering the summer season. Children are off and they want to do all kinds of stupid things. Dad, I just want to go drag racing tonight. We're just going to play a game of chicken for an hour. You guys probably don't know what any of this is, which is even better. Dad, we're just going to play Russian roulette with your gun. You guys know all these stupid things kids do. Or don't do, or shouldn't do. So I gave simple examples, but very often the kid just says, Dad, we just want to go out and have a good time, and he doesn't answer what he's going to do. And the parent doesn't bother checking if he's going to have alcohol when he's driving, or maybe he shouldn't be driving, or if his friends are problematic people, if there's going to be substance abuse. Sometimes we have to be reminded that the person who holds us in line is Shocher Tov. He's seeking out what's good for us. And Yevakesh Ratzon, what he's really seeking out, is that there should be peace between a person and his Creator. V'doresh ra'ah tivo'enu. Then you have people who look for bad. They want bad things to have happen to other people. And the Pasuk promises them it'll come back to haunt them. And that's like the guy who snitches on his neighbor on his income tax. The guy who snitches on his co-worker.
Is that illegal?
Is it illegal? It's very legal. So each person will ask his local Orthodox rabbi. On the one hand, people should pay taxes honestly and fairly. On the other hand, that doesn't mean it's my job to go and snitch on him. Shocher tov. A person should seek the good of other people. The pasuk keeps reiterating this idea from different angles. People will love him. He will be find favor in Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem. And a person has to know that the alternative is a person eats the fruits of his toils. V'doresh ra'a tevoenu. Chazal quote this pasuk all the time. V'doresh ra'a tevoenu. Boteach be'oshro. Hu yipol. A person whose confidence is that he has wealth, so everything will work out for him. So boteach be'oshro, he has confidence in his wealth. Hu yipol. He will fall. V'chealei tzadikim yifrachu. But the tzaddikim, they have faith in Hashem, and they will flourish like the leaves of a tree. Ocher beito yinchal ruach. A person who destroys his own home, and the idea here is that he is lazy, and that's what destroys his home. And so he lets his kids watch TV all day, and he isn't productive with them or encouraging them to be productive. Ocher beito, one who destroys his own home. Yinchal ruach. So then he'll find his kids fighting with one another, and he will inherit the spirit that he put into his own home. The eved evil lachacham lev. We find that a person ends up being a servant to someone who's smart. The eved evil, and this fool will find himself a servant lachacham lev to someone who's smart. And this pasuk, firstly, can be understood on the simplest level. Very often, it's very easy to take the path of least resistance. You come home at night, you turn on the TV, you sit back, you tell the kids, stop bugging me, go play your Nintendo, your Y, your Wii, your whatever. Okay. I don't know how you pronounce that, two I's. How do you say that? Wii, Y? Wii. Okay, Wii. Okay. Ocher beito. A person's own laziness will destroy his home. And in charuach, ultimately, he will inherit that wind. Suddenly his kid, he'll see his kid at 35 years old saying, Dad, I need a new car. And he looks at him and says, at 35, you don't think you should be on your own 2 feet? And he looks at him and he says, Dad, since when do you talk that way? What's come over you, Dad? There's a whole generation out there that's living like this. And the parents look at the kids and they say, wait a second, I've brought up a monster. Yes, you have. Ocher beito. That path of least resistance breeds, and that's ultimately going to lead a person to yinchal ruach. He will inherit the wind that he himself brought up. And that's on a personal front. Laziness, and there's tremendous laziness in parenting today. Parents come to the institutions and say, I sent my kid to you. Yeah, you sent your kid to me. You're still the parent. Yeah, so we have to take our responsibilities. It means taking time to talk to a kid. Parents don't take time to talk to the kids, and there's a price to pay. And then there's a person's external life, his work, his achievements. And the pasuk warns us that when a person's smart, so he looks to the future, he invests in the future, he develops the future. I had a friend who was I don't know if you want to call it fired or retired or laid off. Let's use a nice word. So, very talented and very smart fellow. Really smart. Saying like genius level smart. And I started, I have on my website jobs in Israel. So I told him, I have all these websites that help you find a job. He said to me, no. My expertise, there's almost no one who hires anymore. The people who need me, need me. The people who don't, well, it's a hard field to get a job in it. So I said, maybe you have to develop your other skills so that other people will hire you. He said, that's a correct idea. I figure he's a super genius, so it'll take him half a year, a year, but he'll get back into the market. Fine, as luck would have it. 6 months later, he's studying new languages and computer. Programming, right? And he gets hired. So you're talking about a guy who, you know, he's making like 45,000 shekel a month. It's not, you know, at his level, he's making top dollar. But you ask yourself, look at what happened. You got fired, and you know that it's almost impossible to get hired again. So you found the one out of six companies in the world that'll rehire you. Great. What's going to happen in 2 years, 5 years, 7 years? At some point, you know, no job is forever, and you know your skill is a dwindling field. So if the first time he was fired, you'd say he didn't think of it in advance. What about the second time? So he has a job. So shouldn't the person prepare now for the future? And that's, I think, the idea that the Pasuk is telling us, that the Chacham Lev, a person who's smart, he thinks of things, he ends up being the boss. Why does he have workers? Because he's thought in advance of how to get there. And it's very tempting to live the here and now, the same thing as the guy with his kid. I could live the here and now. Now it's easier for me to just say, hey, go play your Wii. But same thing with who's going to end up being the boss? Who's going to be at the head of the company ultimately? It's going to be the one who used his head to get there. And very often people take the path of least resistance. Right now I have a job. Right now I have an income. Don't bother me. And so people stop developing their skills and stop developing their capacity for a brighter future.
Can I make a request, or is it too late?
I'm with you.
Would you mind dedicating this learning to my sick aunt?
Sure. What's her name?
Scheindel Bat Yitl.
Scheindel Bat Yitl, Hashem Shetem the Refuah Shleima.
Serious form of breast cancer.
Our learning. Okay, our learning should be merit for her to have a Refuah Shleima.
Thank you, Rob.
Sure. The fruits of the tzaddik. The tzaddik is supposed to be like a tree that gives forth life. Through his actions, he's supposed to cause life in the world. The actions of the tzaddik are supposed to be supportive of life in the world, of people moving forward in the world. As we've discussed, the word life in Torah means not only having a pulse, but also having impact in the world. Remember, we discussed the Maharal, and there Mayim Chaim, why is a poor person considered like he's dead? Because you need money to do things in the world. Why is a blind person considered like he's dead? Because you need to be able to see, to affect the world. Life is about having impact. Pri Tzadik, the fruit of the Tzadik is Eitz Chaim, it's like a tree of life. We're up to the conclusion of what's called the 11th chapter. Velokach nefashot chacham. One who takes life is the wise person. Lokach nefashot chacham. If a person goes into education, that's a wise person. Some people are interested in having all kinds of things. A Cadillac, a Ferrari, an iPhone, an iPad, a nice house, a swimming pool, a jacuzzi, a sauna, leather seats, surround sound. A lot of good things in this world. Lokach nefashot chacham. A person who's smart takes life. He goes into education. And this pasuk refers to... This pasuk is quoted also in regards to the story of Munbaz. Munbaz came from a long line of kings, and There was a time of famine. Munbaz took out the wealth and supported the poor and kept people alive with the royal treasury. So his siblings and his relatives came to him and said, Munbaz, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, generations of kings have been storing money and you're spending it. Generations of kings have been getting wealthier and you're getting poorer. So Munbaz said to them, he said, my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, they were saving for me. I'm taking for me. They kept saving for a future generation. I'm investing in this generation. They invested in a treasury that could be lost in a day. I'm investing in a treasury that's eternity. They invested in this world. I invested in the world to come. Lokeach nefashot chacham. A smart person takes life. So taking life could be giving tzedakah to keep people alive, like Munbaz did. Taking life could be like the interpretation of the Mefarshim here in terms of educating people. Lokeach nefashot. Hin tzaddik ma'aretz yeshulam af ki rasha v'chote. Hin tzaddik ba'aretz yeshulam. This pasuk, these psukim that we're reading now, these last two psukim, show up throughout Chazal. These are one of the big psukim that Chazal have a lot of thoughts on these psukim. On lokech nefashot chacham, they say it about Yosef HaTzadik, about Avraham Avinu, lokech nefashot chacham. Hin tzaddik ba'aretz yeshulam. Why is it that the wicked are so confident in their success? It's short-lived. Doesn't he see that the tzaddik, even if he has small sins, he gets paid back for them while he's still alive? Hein tzaddik ma'aretz yeshulam. Doesn't he see that the tzaddik has suffering in his life and he's paying off his debt, so to speak? Af ki rasha v'chote, so shouldn't he assume that certainly the wicked who keep sinning is going to pay up their sins? So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, look at the tzaddik, and what one should learn when the tzaddik suffers is the idea, if he's paying his bill, how much more so I'm going to have to pay my bill. And that's part of the idea also in this week's parsha, that Miriam is like the Parah Aduma. The passing of tzaddikim brings atonement to people. Why? Because we learn from it. We say, hey, if he went, what's going to be with me? So that's Hein Tzaddik Ba'aretz Yeshulam. Now here Chazal have a lot of interpretations. The word Hein, Chazal means singularly. There's a lot in Chazal on this, but we'll pick up here. Bezalel Hashem next time.
Good luck with what you mentioned earlier this week.